This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to share a quote with you today that I shared on my Instagram. If you don't have me on Instagram, it's at whiskey.weights.wisdom, and that's where to find me, by the way. Otherwise, the quote was actually shared by Kat John, whether that's her quote or not, my guess is that it is. She's Melbourne, Victoria, Australia apparently. Anyway, hi Kat, thank you. You'll always be the victim if you think people make you feel bad, right? You'll always be the victim if you think people make you feel bad. This is a really important and interesting point. The reason being is because what it's pointing at is personal responsibility. Now, once again, breaking down the word responsibility is I'm not responsible for your emotions and you're not responsible for my emotions. I'm responsible for my actions. But the other thing about it is that if I'm not behaving outside of, you know, my values, and I know that my intentions are not to harm you, I also am not obliged to apologize for my actions hurting your feelings. And copy and paste this with every other interaction, right? So the key thing here is that if we want to master our emotions, and what that means is to actually really take responsibility and accept that and realize that I might feel a particular way when somebody does something, but that's my feeling, that's how I'm responding. That person may be behaving in a way to elicit that emotion from me. Now, I might think that person's a dick for doing so. The thing about it though is that if I'm always saying you make me feel X when you do that, in order to get them to stop behaving in a way, it's because I'm attempting to try to control them because I can't control my emotions. Now, sometimes it's not about going, well, I can't just switch it off. Of course, we can't just switch it off. Emotions are normal. But emotions are also feedback. They're also information for us. And when we can look at that and go, this person does that and I behave in this way, why do I do that? Why is that my response? And when we can have a personal inquiry into why that's coming up for us, then we can start to move through that. When we can start to move through that, we can choose then to just accept it and realize that person's going to behave in that way. And rather than saying, stop, you can't do that anymore because it makes me feel like this, what I'm doing is I'm imposing to them a sense of control because, once again, I'm not able to control my emotions as they come up for me. I'm not able to accept my emotions. Now, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't set healthy boundaries. I think we absolutely should set healthy boundaries. The ability to go, hey, when you do that, it really does this for me. I'm working on that, yet at the same time, if it's possible for you to choose to behave differently in that circumstance, that would mean a lot, right? That's a different way to set a certain boundary. And then if the person continues to do it, what ends up happening is that you're now in a position where you can choose to take yourself out of that situation. I mean, people go, oh, but with, you know, it's a work and we can't just get up and go with work. You know, I have to pay my mortgage. All of these things are true, yes, but so are your feelings. Your feelings are also true for you. So you've got some decisions to make, and they're not easy decisions. Don't be fooled to think that in every single decision in life is an easy and a hard decision. A lot of life's decisions are hard and harder. That's a really important thing to understand. And when I say understand, is to really, really take it on board and realize that a lot of the decisions that we make in life are actually really fucking difficult, and the other options are also really fucking difficult. And so, I mean, that's the whole point of it, right? Like, if we understand that if it was easy, everyone would do it. But also, it's moving through the difficult things that allow us to really start to unpack what's really important for us. And so, my offer for you here is to really catch yourself when you are in a space of going, you know, that person makes me feel X. Now, here's the reality of it is that that's our experience of that person. I remember having this conversation with somebody a little while ago, and I said to them, you know, like, I was frustrated about something. I'm like, but I understand that they're not frustrating me. I'm frustrated with my experience of them. And they're like, yeah, okay. It's like, no, seriously, I'm frustrated with my experience of them. Like, that's saying that the whole of their fucking being as a dynamic multifaceted being is frustrating for me, as if they are doing something wrong or they should change, which is of course a projection of values. But when I can go, it's my experience of them, it doesn't mean that I have to then adjust myself to not experience that of them. It means I can remove myself to not experience that of them as well. But it means it's going on for me. That's my experience of them. If I think someone's a dickhead, somebody else might absolutely love them. It doesn't make them a dickhead or make them lovable. That's my experience of them, and that's their experience of them, and vice versa for us. This is the difficulty of trying to get people to like us. Well, are they really liking you, or are they just liking their experience that they created in their mind of you? Because that's usually what it is. So bringing this back around, when we can really start to be aware of our emotions, accept our emotions, then we have the ability to see what their positive intention is, what's the information, what's the data, and from there we can start to make decisions around what's the result we do want, rather than simply reactioning the old emotion, the old behavior. And that's it. I'm still drinking the same last whiskey from the last podcast. So if you're curious, it's Starwood. But you can't buy it anymore. It's a special one. Sorry. But Starwood does make some good whiskeys. I think that's me done. I'm out. Until tomorrow. Well, once again, if you found this podcast beneficial, of course, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can get one of my books, Minding Yourself, pretty much online. You can get it on my store. I can send it to you and I'll sign it. Or you can simply get it online on anywhere. The Book Depository, Dimmicks, probably Borders, if they're still the Borders. I don't know. I'm not sure. Wherever you can get it, just search it. Minding Yourself, Dave Nixon. I'm out. That's me done. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.